The category is Land.
On today's Thursday edition, we're bringing you an exclusive interview with one of the organizers of a recent event that brought model and actress Dominique Jackson to speak at VMU. I'm Ronia Isabel Kabansag, and you're listening to the Eastern Echo Podcast. Dominique Jackson is a Tobagonian-American model and actress best known for her role as Electra Abundance Wintour on FX's television series Pose. EMU students had the chance to meet Jackson in the Student Center Ballroom on November 5th and earn LBC credit for attending an event titled An Evening with Dominique Jackson. Jackson spoke about her life as a transgender woman of color, giving a behind-the-scenes look at her journey to success in the entertainment industry. Throughout her open discussion, Jackson was able to touch on many different topics involving the LGBTQ community, violence against transgender individuals, and our understanding of self-love and respect towards one another. Reporter Bianca Ramsey was able to sit down and interview Amy Figenbein, one of the hosts and coordinators of the event, as well as junior digital media production major Lauren Smith, who attended the event. Here's Bianca's conversation with Amy.
My name is Amy, and I'm the new coordinator for the LGBT Resource Center under the Department for Diversity and Community Involvement. I've been in the role since the end of September, so just over 2 months here. Or will be 2 months here in November. And bringing Dominique onto campus was kind of the first big event that we did since my role here.
What made you come about the Dominique Jackson event for the LGBTQ community here at Eastern?
This was actually a collaboration with Campus Life as well. They approached our department about potential speaker ideas. They had some funding that they wanted to use and wanted to partner with our office, and it was actually my director, Stephen Bryant. He had mentioned Pose being a great show, which I love Pose. It is a great show, he's correct. And we just started looking into folks from that show specifically, since it's gotten so big this past year too. I think that helped a little bit. And Dominique Jackson was the person that we were able to work with in terms of scheduling and pricing and whatnot for a successful event.
What was the main message and theme behind the program?
Well, I think one of the big things that we were trying to accomplish was to bring that visibility to campus for queer and trans people of color. It can be hard to see yourself represented in different areas, and I think that Pose does a great job of bringing that visibility to light. Ball culture in general, which is what the show that she's an actress on focuses on, is not necessarily as mainstream as other aspects of queer culture, and so that was a great thing to bring to campus and to partner with students here who are involved in that world and showcase their talents like we were able to. And I think the main message of her talk, she had, I think, a couple of really good, but really speaking to not allowing other people to have power over you and kind of taking ownership of yourself in that way. I think she brought a really good message of being true to who you are.
What are some future programs that you have coming up?
I think that was definitely a good conversation starter in terms of what programming here looks like. We have our signature events that the center does every year, and since I'm new to this role, that's kind of what I'm focusing on, is to make sure that the events that people expect out of us are still happening. For instance, in the winter term, we'll also be holding our annual Pride Prom, which is in March, and then we'll also have our Lavender Celebration, which is kind of like a graduation celebration, but just also to recognize anybody who's been a leader throughout the year within the community and as an ally.
What are some goals that you have for the future within our campus?
Mm-hmm. I think part of my background is in grassroots organizing and moving measures legislatively or politically. And I think that what I've witnessed across my 4 or 5 years as a professional in the field of higher ed is a difficulty in engaging in difficult conversations. And so one of the goals I do have is to help guide those instances where conflict emerges and figure out how we can work together with folks that we might not have in the past. Because at the end, I think we all have the common goal of having a great experience here at Eastern and preparing our students to go on to be the leaders in the community when they're done, whatever those goals and communities might be, wherever that takes them. So I want to help prepare them to be successful in those roles.
What were some things that you took personal from Dominique when she was talking? Mm-hmm.
Honestly, just throughout the event, I just really appreciated the authenticity she brought. She started her talk by saying, you know what, I don't have this prepared line-by-line script. I'm not going to speak behind a podium. I'm going to get real with you. And she very much so did that, to the point where we even had the spontaneous performances that happened even while her talk was going on. And I think that that just showed students that it is okay to be their whole selves, or at least that's what I hope that they took away from it, that they can be their whole selves at all times. So,
what would you say to them if they were looking to become more involved with the LGBTQ community?
We have a number of avenues, most of which are easily accessible, to find more information on our website, which it can just be searched on Eastern Michigan's website. If you just search LGBT, our website will pop right up. But most specifically, something that's been offered in the past that's kind of been on hold since the previous coordinator left is our EPIC panel program. EPIC stands for Eastern Pride Identity Coalition. Mm-hmm. And so we brought students, faculty, staff, and community members to volunteer together on panels and go out and educate the campus community, either in a classroom setting or maybe in a res hall program, to educate folks about the issues that folks in the LGBTQ+ community face every day. And so that's something that I would love to get an undergraduate one day to help coordinate, and then specifically give those opportunities for folks to volunteer and share their story, because there is a lot of power in sharing and through storytelling and developing, sharing your experience.
Overall, Fickenbein was able to discuss what happened behind the scenes at the Evening with Dominique Jackson event. She also highlighted the LGBT Resource Center, which has a couple events coming up in the winter 2020 semester. We'll be sure to note these events on our Monday news briefings, so stay tuned for updates. For now, here's Bianca's conversation with Lauren Smith, a student who was able to attend the Evening with Dominique Jackson event.
What were some tips that you took from the program?
I did not know that she was as outspoken as she is, which I actually really appreciated, because with her being so outspoken, she talked a lot about how it was something along the lines of, like, you basically, like, know your truth, I want to say, and then, like, stand in that. Don't let anybody take that away from you. Then we also talked about race and gender, intersectionality, which I was good that she highlighted on, especially with her being as, like, a trans woman. There's a lot of things that I didn't know and that I was educated in.
What was your favorite part about the overall review, Dominique Jackson?
My favorite part, I would say, was just, like, seeing how closely her character and her were so similar. Electra is like the person who's not afraid to put somebody in their place, and she is more like a person who's more kind and more forgiving. I just liked seeing her personally. I think that was mine. I would definitely like to go to more LGBTQ events. I just really like learning, I don't want to say the culture, but I like learning things that I'm just unfamiliar with, especially in the world. You're not going to be always familiar with everybody. And so I feel like it's best that you get educated on these events and not just make your own assumptions about different people and different groups.
Would you recommend a EMU student who was unfamiliar with the TV show or just the topics just talking about, would you recommend it to a student?
I definitely would. Even if these topics make people uncomfortable, I would recommend it to them, because sometimes you need to be uncomfortable to grow or to learn. I don't know everybody who was in that crowd, but I remember she was talking about black people specifically, and there was white people in the audience. And I think even with them just being there, I think they took a lot from it. And she wasn't afraid to do that. And I would definitely suggest everybody to come.
We hope you enjoyed these exclusive interviews with those involved with the Evening with Dominique Jackson event. You can find an article with more details about the event itself at easternecho.com. If there are any other events on campus or in the Ypsilanti community that you want an in-depth look at, please don't hesitate to let us know. You can contact us via email at podcast@easternecho.com. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you on November 25th for your Monday news briefing. This is Ronia Isabel Kabunsug signing off. The Eastern Echo podcast is directed by Ronia Isabel Kabunsug and produced by Riley Barnsdale. This episode was written by Bianca Ramsey.
This was an Eastern Echo podcast.